The island that brought us the Rastafari movement, ska and reggae, celebrates its 40 years of independence today.
One love, one heart, let's get together and feel all right. Hear the children crying.
On August 6, 1962, Jamaica shed its colonial ties to Great Britain. Barry Chavons is dean of the Faculty of Social Sciences at Jamaica's University of the West Indies. He was not in Jamaica that Independence Day, but Barry Chavons says the move for independence was still incredibly important to him and all Jamaicans.
Independence has meant for us the shaping of a sense of being a Jamaican. But it's not so much the day itself as the accumulation of experiences, as it were, culminated in this particular day. I think Jamaicans are very proud. They're proud of their resilience. They're proud of the fact that they do not suffer things lightly. They're very vocal where rights are concerned anywhere in the world. They're very proud of their international achievements, that our country is well respected among third world countries, and it's this which come together on Independence Day that make us feel so very proud.
Tell us how life has changed since independence for Jamaicans. There are some successes, but there are some real problems.
Yes, there have been successes in our education system. Many of us would never have had a chance of high school education, and now the vast majority of our children have that potential and that opportunity. So, I mean, things have changed for the better, but there have been serious problems. And I think one of the greatest problems that confront the country now is how to reduce the level of homicide, of aggression that pervades the society, particularly the city of Kingston.
There was a poll recently released that was done by Jamaicans, of Jamaicans, that found something a little bit shocking, and that was that slightly more than half of Jamaicans believe life would have been better if the island had remained a British colony.
Yes.
What do you make of that?
No, one of the more characteristics is that we don't dwell on our successes, but we look at our problems. The fact that, for example, that we have one of the best primary healthcare systems around for our level of development. Nobody watches that, but they scream aloud for the fact that I don't have potable water, and they will block the road for simple things. And therefore, when people speak of 53% or better, think that things would be better under colonialism, many of them had never lived under colonialism, but they think that British sense of order and discipline, and somehow things would have been just right, that all those people murdering people and so on, you just pick them up and incarcerate them and that is it. They're not prepared to work through the problem. What that 53% are really saying is that, look, we have to get our act together, and when you weigh the positives and the negatives, then you would see that we have made progress even though there are still hardships confronting us.
What is the best way to say Happy Independence Day?
Big up independence, big up Jamaica, in street parlance, this is how I think we would say it. It's a difficult country. Our friend and colleague Rex Nettleford always says we are an almost ungovernable people. And it is true. They complain, they struggle, they represent, they fight. That's the nature of being Jamaican.
Barry Chavons, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, and big up Jamaica.
Barry Chavons is a dean at the University of the West Indies, Mona Campus in Jamaica.